All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the official first ever long ball football Christmas quiz. It's an amazing special occasion. It's also, we have no idea what's going on. There's a lot of new technology. Hopefully you can see and or hear us. But thank you for joining us. If you are watching, I can see that there are a few people watching. So hello to anybody out there. Apparently you can leave a comment. So if you want to say hello, do that and we can see you. But we should introduce everybody that is on the call. And I'll start, before I get to our special guest, with Barney. Barney, Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's been a lot of fun getting this together. Got yes. great contestants as well, if we're calling them contestants. Really happy. Got my purple Christmas hat.
Yeah, I can see that. Not too traditional red. I've gone for the red one. But yeah, it still looks very nice. As you say, we have lots of special guests who have all gone completely tiny on my screen. But I can see that they're there, and we'll start with the guys from the Portugal Corner. I have to say, what a Christmas miracle it is when I invited the Portugal Corner to have not one, not two, but three of the guys from what has to be, I always say it, it's my favourite podcast to listen to. Forget Portuguese football or anything. I love those guys. There's three of them here. Do you want to introduce yourself, guys?
Yeah. I'm Eden.
Patrick.
Justin. And then Chris.
Yeah, we're missing Chris. I was just thinking the way you introduced that. So you always do it in that order.
We got that part memorized. How we do that.
The most important bit.
This is great. We're excited. Even if we were like just discussing like how much trivia and stuff we know, and we're like, this could go really bad, but it would be
awesome. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have no idea.
On Hassan Yebda, because we just talked about him last week. No one remembers this guy, but we want to talk about him. So,
I was listening to that episode the other day, and as soon as you said that guy's name, I was like, listen, I'm straight on Wikipedia because I ain't got a fucking clue who this guy is. But what a career. What a career, by the way. I can hear Mike Agostinho giggling away. A fellow Benfica fan. I know Evan's a Porto fan, but we've got two Benfica Easters on the Portugal Corner podcast. Mike, Mr. Benfica himself, is here with us. It's a truly an honor to have you, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. It's an honor to be here. I'm a little nervous about this. I don't want to let everybody down here. A little nervous about what you're going to be asking us regarding Portuguese football.
So are we, mate. Don't worry about that. So are we. But yes, thank you so much for joining us, Mike. If you don't already listen to Mike's podcast, Mr. Benfica, amazing podcast, obviously mainly about Benfica, but you also cover loads of other stuff, including Liga Tres, which is amazing. Yeah. And even if you're not a Benfica history, you cover obviously loads of the news and stuff. So it's a great listen. And we didn't want anyone to feel left out. So the final representative, and we're pleased, we didn't plan this actually, but the third sort of big three representative is Sam Fonseca from All Things Albalade. Sam, I've been on your live streams a few times and they were incredibly professional. I have to say, in comparison...
That doesn't sound like us. Are you sure you've put on the wrong ones?
No, but I'm glad you turned up to this slight shambles, but hopefully fun shambles. Sam is from All Things Albalade, the best sporting podcast in English. It's an incredible podcast. I've been on it a few times, and Sam, it's great to be able to repay the favor and have you on something of ours. So thanks for coming.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, I hope I perform like sporting under Ruben Amorim, not Joao Pereira. So just got to try my hardest. I know a bit of like a lot of useless football information, so I'm hoping some of that comes up now.
Nice.
But yeah, I guess we'll see.
Do you want to quickly show off your Christmas jumper, because this is quite good. That's a sporting jumper.
I've had this bought for many years, and God bless the Portuguese shipping tax. Was it 30 euros, 40 euros just to get a Christmas jumper plus the 50 euros it cost to get it?
But, yes.
Man, it's comfy and it's, you know, it's themed, so I'll take it.
Yeah.
I also like to walk to work because it's not too like over like football, and there's
great
you can get away with that. You can see, so
absolutely.
Yeah, got away with it. Not bad.
Very nice. And I can see a couple of comments already. So it's good to know that StreamYard is working. So a very good evening to Matt. I'm sorry, Mr. Milbanks. I'm not sure if you're Dan or the other one. Sorry, mate. But thanks for tuning in, guys. And good to know the comments are working. I know. I feel so bad. Sorry. I think it's either Matt or Dan. So let us know. But we should say this is, and we're trying to do this properly. So if you are watching along, And the quiz is designed that you can play along at home. That's the whole point. But we would just ask, please don't put your answers as comments. Matt Milbank. So we've got Matt from the Matt's channel and Matt Milbanks, two Matts, easy to remember. Please don't put your answers on as comments, because other people might see them. Just write them down on your notes or whatever. We're going to give the answers away and we're going to keep scores at the end. So Barney, what do you think? Should we get on with it?
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do the first round.
I've prepared this incredibly basic presentation. I'm actually not even sure what the first round is going to be, so let's find out with a click of a button. Stat Attack. So this is Barney's. Barney, do you want to introduce this first round of the Longball Football Christmas Quiz 2024?
Yeah, so you may know from the listening, I am a little bit of a stats nerd, particularly the XG. So there are a few XG questions in this. But yeah, I think it shouldn't be too hard and there should be some good questions. So have you got control of the presentation? Will you do the...
Yes. Are you ready for question one?
Yes.
Or do you want any more information that we need first?
No, I think there's 10 questions in total. They're sort of linked in pairs, but No, let's just go for it. Let's
get question one. A nice easy one to start off with.
Yeah, so the question one is, who is the oldest player to make a Premier League appearance this season? Oldest player.
Very simple. Nothing confusing there. I think if I'm right, Barney, all of these questions are going to be about... this season, all of these questions are going to refer to the Premier League this season. Go on, Evan, have you got a question?
No.
Or you're just conferring? Okay. So, yeah, hopefully nice and simple.
We're going to have three minds on this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We can manage, but...
Let's see if it's an advantage.
Maybe not.
So, again, yeah, a nice, easy question to start off with. Obviously, and this is not... Actually, no, I'm not going to give any clues at all, even ones that I think are obvious for those playing at home. So... question two. I wonder if you can guess what question two is going to be.
The youngest.
Yeah, who is the youngest player to make a league appearance this season?
Very simple. I have to say, so me and Barney have sort of discussed these questions, and Barney actually tested these out on me. I found them both to be interesting, just to leave it at that. I won't say any more. You might have an idea in your head of who it is, but yeah, we'll give you a few seconds to think. Should I try some ad-libbing, some professional stuff? Obviously the Premier League is a league known for nurturing young players, so there's plenty of young
professionalism.
Young
I was like, oh, you're not
yeah, Matt, we'll give the answers at the end of each round, I think we've decided. So at the end of this round, we'll give the answers. I think that's enough time for question two. Barney, this one might need a little bit more explanation. Yeah, this is where the stats come into it.
this question is, which player has overperformed their XG by the highest margin? So this would be a player who's got a lot of goals but off a small XG. So like they're scoring bangers, for example, they might have got an XG of 0.1 for a goal, which so that's massively outperforming rather than the opposite. Does that make sense? Is that too confusing?
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess for this question, you kind of have to use a little bit of logic. You kind of have to think about... I mean, when Barney tested this out on me, and I'm not saying this is the right way to think about it, obviously, but you can maybe think about a player who's scored a lot of goals for a smaller team or a bigger team. Is it going to be a team creating a lot of chances? All that kind of stuff, if you're at home wondering how best to tackle this question. But I think it's fair to say it's got to be someone who scored a decent amount of goals.
Yeah.
We all happy? I think we'll move on. We will leave this. We'll leave the questions on screen. So if you want to come back to one, you can do so. And yeah.
Yeah. So this is the opposite. Which players underperformed their XG by the highest margin? So they should have scored. They should have had a high XG, but they've actually scored like a low amount of goals. So they should have scored a lot more.
Who's having a shit season, basically? Yeah, I think that's a fairly easy one. This is you're right, Sam. This is a Twitter space as well. So if anybody's listening and not watching, I'll do my best to kind of describe it. But I don't think there's no picture around, so it should work fairly well.
It shows the video on the space as well. So
this video on Twitter as well, yeah.
Even better. This is amazing. All right, I think we'll go to the next question. And Barney, you had to explain this one to me, so I feel like this will need explanation.
Okay, so another XG on, but so which goalkeepers overperformed their XG against by the highest margin? So this is a keeper who's had a load of shots against him with high XG, but has kept it all out. So he's basically prevented a high amount of goals because, yeah.
Lots of good saves, essentially.
Yeah. I think in previous seasons, the winners have been like, or the highest performer, I think Nakamura for Portimonense one season was the highest one. He was in my team of the season that year.
It's how much Barney loves stats. He just loves the stats.
I don't know if it was Velo last year who for the whole season.
I think that's enough of the clues, I think.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
and you can probably predict what question six is going to be.
Yeah, so question six is which keepers underperformed. So the opposite. Should have kept a lot more out.
Mm.
Can I name just every Sporting keeper that's played this season?
You can only give one answer.
Okay.
So pick whichever sport keeper you want. Yeah. I wonder, Barney, was it good to go with the stats round first? But that's where we are. We're starting fairly heavy, I think. Yeah. All right. I hope you're not going too quickly, but we'll move on to the next question.
Which player's committed the most fouls?
Another, that's a nice simple one, I think. There's a couple of candidates for some of these questions, Barney, that I'm thinking about that are not in the Premier League anymore. I'm thinking players like Pep would have been a great candidate for both this one and maybe the oldest player in previous seasons. Yeah. But obviously he's not here, so it can't be him.
Previous seasons.
Yeah.
I'll get that on now.
And we'll move on to the next question because it is another pairing.
Which player has been fouled the most this season? I always think of that, the Zaha statistics. That used whenever people talk about
this is
Zaha and the Prem.
Think this is the hardest question of this round because it could be so many players. But I mean, I don't think it's too much of a clue to say it's got to be a player who's attacking defenders a lot. You know, a player probably who's, you know, making a nuisance of himself for defenders on a regular occurrence. So hopefully that kind of helps narrow it down a bit. I think that's a tough one. Two left of this round. I think there's 10.
I was looking at last year's for most fouled and who committed the most fouls, and it's the same similar people. So which players completed the most dribbles this season?
A few people I can think of. Yeah, but not they don't necess- this one I feel like doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, one of the best players in the league or one of the big names. Well, I'm not trying to influence anyone's answer. I actually can't remember what the answer to this one was. So,
Although I will say that the clue in the question is completed, not attempted.
That's a good point. Okay, that does make a difference. That's a good distinction. All right, and should we do question 10?
Yeah, question 10 of which players completed the most passes?
Now that could be quite open-ended actually. So again, some of these are quite tough, Barney. I feel like we have started with quite a tough round. I was saying to the guys before we started, we've tried to make it so that it's not too difficult, but it's not easy. You know, everyone should get some of these right, but I don't think anyone will be getting all of these questions right. I'd be incredibly impressed if anyone did that. So yeah, a tough start perhaps. Maybe setting the tone for how the quiz is going to go. If you're going to win the trophy, you're going to have to work for it. So, guys, give me a little shake of the head or a nod if you think we're ready for the answers, or we can go another 30 seconds or so if you think.
Good.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Everyone got an answer for every question? All right, Barney, do you want to go through the answers from 1 to 10?
Yeah, so question one, who is the oldest player to make a Premier League appearance this season? The correct answer was Nene from AVS.
Oh, I can see a few fist pumps.
You got it.
Nope. Gents, what did we go for? Portugal corner, you went for Nene?
Nene, I wrote down.
Mike, who did you write down?
I went with the wild card. I went for Salvador Agra. That's the oldest guy I can think of.
Ooh, that's quite good. I think he is like 36, 37.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Sam,
Nene's
yours.
Oh, sorry, Sam.
So originally I put Nani, but then I crossed it out. I put Ochoa, the goalkeeper, the Mexican goalkeeper. Just got, I thought it might be a goalkeeper. Oh,
yeah.
They're usually quite old.
So yeah, I
think he was second, but Nene, yeah, was it 41 years, 4 months and 18 days? Yeah.
He's, yeah.
Yeah.
He's three minds. Guy. The three minds are working so far.
And people just played him. So I remember we were at the bar and we were all talking about him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True, yeah. True. All right, go on, Mike.
Okay, second question. Who is the youngest player to make a Primera League appearance this season? The correct answer was Giovanni Quenda from Sporting, which did surprise me.
A few nods there, a few nods. So I think everyone got that. Everyone got that correct. So.
Yeah, he was the youngest.
I'll take it.
17 years, 3 months, and 11 days. I think second place was the sport midfielder who made a debut the other day. What's his name? Is it Joao Simões?
Simões.
I
tell you what, should we do it differently? Should we get, guys, do you want to say who you put, and then Barney will give out the correct answer?
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, yeah, like that. Okay. All right, so let's do that for question three then. Which player has overperformed their XG by the highest margin this season?
We just kind of guess. We put Bruma because he kind of scored some bangers out of nowhere.
Nice. I like that. Mike, go on.
I went with my guy, Artur Koglu. I don't know. He scores goals and not from a goal scoring position. So
interesting. Sam, go on.
I went with a more random one. I thought a guy off the bench, maybe Conrad Harder, who scored from some weird angles before, especially against Sporting Braga. So I thought, you know, I'll go with him.
Nice. I mean, yeah, this I didn't know this when I found out, but like it was Samu from Porto. Because he's got 10 goals off an XG of 5.28. So he's had some really nice finishes and, like, yeah, basically got 4.72 goals more than he should have. So I thought that was quite interesting.
Evan, how do you feel about that one?
I don't know, man. It feels wrong. He should always be scoring. He's done.
Yeah. Well, that was interesting. But, okay, and this one I find even more interesting. So which players underperform their XG by the highest margin?
We went with Pavlidis. I think Mike would agree with us there.
I agree. Yeah, I went with Pavlidis as well.
Yeah, I also went with Pavlidis, yeah.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that is the right answer. He should have had seven goals. He got next year 6.96, but he's only come away with three, so he is drastically underperforming.
And how much did he cost, guys? Let's not dwell on it. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so these ones are a bit harder. So the overperformer of XGs against for a goalkeeper. So the keeper who's kept the most goals out.
Mm-hmm. We went with the Morirens. Kewin?
Nice.
I like that.
I went with Ricardo Velho. I'm looking at the bottom of the table. It's got to be one of them.
Nice.
Yeah, I went with Kewin as well from Orient.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's really nice. Oh, well, it's wrong, but it's nice. Because I think he came in second, but it's actually Joel Robles from Estoril. Is he ex?
That's crazy.
Was he at Everton for a bit?
Everton,
yeah, yeah. If anybody gets that at home, I'll be very impressed. That's
he's
crazy.
Kept out 6.1 goals, like, and they haven't been doing great, have they? So that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and another tough one. The opposite. So the underperformer, who's letting the most.
Well, we said Mateos, because I've seen some flags, and they're getting scored on a lot, so that's why we went with that.
Mm.
I also had Mateos. Big team, conceded a lot of goals. I figured that was going to be the difference in the XGA, so I went with Mateos as well.
I went with Kovacevic. I know he hasn't played a lot, but I'm pretty sure every game he's played, he's conceded, so I just...
Yeah, this was an interesting one, but it's actually Gabriel Batista, and I haven't even written what club he plays for. Santa Clara, actually. Yeah. Santa Clara. Yeah, so like, and they're doing so well. So that's like, that's quite a surprise. And so apparently Santa Clara would be sixth rather than fourth in the expected table and have and they would have 9 more points than they expected to get, if you see what I mean. So they're overperforming in that sense, but then he's underperforming. I don't know. It's confusing. But
that was a tough one.
Yeah. All right. So next question was most fouls committed.
Patrick, you want to see your
answer? We said Sebastian Perez on Bovista.
Nice shout.
I had no idea, so when in doubt, I blamed my rivals. So I said Otavio from Porto. I don't think it's him, but that's the only name I can come up with.
Yeah, I went a similar route. Fleet guesswork with Otamendi.
Yeah, that was my second. Nice. That was my.
I like how both of you guys did the opposite. So the winner is Claudio Falcao of Firenze, who was also committed the most fouls last season, but he's committed 38 fouls in 14 games. Slash also can be the most tackles in the league this season, and interestingly he's got the second most man of the match awards after Jokeres. But Claudio Falcao of Firenze, keep an eye on him because he's got a history of it. And then the other question is fouled the most. So which player's been fouled the most this season?
We said our boy Di Maria. They're killing him out there. The guy
very true
on him. He's almost 40 years old.
Very true.
I also said Di Maria.
I went Jokeres just because he runs a lot and gets kicked a lot. So.
He does draw fouls. He likes to do that.
Yeah, they were all up there, but the correct answer was Oscar Aranda of Famalicão. I think he's been fouled 48 times this season. So that, like 14 games, 48 times in 14 games is a lot.
That's another crazy one. If anyone gets that, I'll be incredibly impressed.
Yeah. Well, I remember when he debuted and I think he had the record for the most dribbles in a single game in his debut. Mm. But yeah. Okay, and on to the dribbling question. So the next question was completed the most dribbles this season.
We were debating that this one was a tough one, but we ended up writing down Bruma.
Nice.
I went with Victor Jokeres. He beats everybody, it seems like, when he runs at him. So.
Mm-hmm.
I went complete guesswork again. I went Jenny Katama.
Ooh. Oh, interesting. So it was a Sporting player, but it was neither of those. It was Trincao.
Ah!
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
So were you guys discussing that?
Yeah. It was Trincao, Di Maria, and Bruma we were talking about there. But yeah, Trincao, yeah.
Great. So Trincao, he's completed 43 dribbles, but he's also completed as the second most unsuccessful dribbles of 36. But then, you know, his that's... No, it matters. It's this, completed one. So yeah, he's right up there. And then finally, most passes this season.
We went with Heuman.
Nice.
Every time I look at the stats, the most completed passes comes from one of the center backs, usually to the other center back. So I went with Thiago Araújo on this one.
I've got a similar route, Gonzalo Inacio for that one. Mm-hmm.
It was a Sporting center back is Usman Diamande. 991. Second place was Ruben Fernandes of Gil Vicente with 873, but Diamande is miles ahead, 991. So yeah. But they good thinking there with the center backs, because that's always seems to be the case.
I think we've just had the hardest round of the whole quiz. A good way to start. Well done, guys, for great effort. Can you let me know how many points you got that round, and I'll update it. Starting with the Portugal corner guys.
Big three.
It's not bad.
Two for me.
Two for Mike.
Two for me as well.
There you go. Not too bad at all. So yeah, starting off it's with a tough start, but 2-4 Mike and 2-4 Sam. Very good. All right, let's keep things moving with the next round, which is going to be Portuguese journeyman Barney. I didn't put the questions up on the screen, so Barney's going to read out the questions because they're not really questions you can put on the screen. Barney, do you want to explain this round?
Yes. Is it the managers or players or both?
No, this is just the players. Sorry, Barney didn't give it this name. I named it. So yeah, this is the that one.
Okay, so I'm going to read out, I'm going to tell you players and their age. They're still currently playing in the league. And I'm going to read out the clubs they've played for in order and ending on the one they're currently playing for. And then you've got to guess who it is.
Is it guessing, is it just the same points, but if we guess it on like or are we writing it down? It's not like we're shouting out the answer. For example, if
you get just write
same, yeah.
Yeah, okay, just cool. Can
you guess the player from their career history? And is it that they're all current Premier League players, Monty?
They are all currently playing, yeah. So some of them pretty old, but they are all currently playing.
All right, perfect. I actually haven't done this one, so I'm going to play along as well.
Okay, cool. And I think I've written all the teams down. Right, okay, I'll start off. So the first player is 33 years old. Started their career at Vasim, then went to Olyonens, Real Betis, AC Siena, then to Braga, Real Betis, CD Nacional, Desportivo Aves, Granada, Legia Warsaw, Tondela, and finally ending up at Boavista currently. And I can do that again if people want me to.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so we've started at Vasim, Olyonens, Real Betis, AC Siena, Braga, Real Betis again, CD Nacional, Desportivo Aves, Granada FC, Legia Warsaw, Tondela, and now at Boavista.
So they've played for Betis twice, okay?
Yeah, played for Betis twice. I guess maybe the easiest thing to think about, because they're currently playing, is that last little bit. So, yeah, Legia Warsaw, Tondela, and then at Boavista, where they're still there.
And did you give the age or the date of birth, Barney, or was it?
They're 33 years old, yeah, still playing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. That's a good one. I like that one.
Shall I? I can't see you guys. Sorry. Shall I go for the next one? Everyone ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Cool. This one, 34 years old. So they started their career at Benfica, then to Passos, Académica Coimbra, Benfica again, Maritimo, Arouca, CSK Sofia, Boavista, Royal Antwerp, AEK Athens, Hapoel Beersheba, Morarens, and now at Arouca. Shall I do it again, or?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So started at Benfica, then to Passos, Académica Coimbra, Benfica, Maritimo, Arouca, CSK Sofia, Boavista, Royal Antwerp, AK Athens, Hapoel Beersheba, Morarens, and then Arouca. That team, Hapoel Beersheba, I don't even know what league or.
That's Israel.
Israel.
Oh, thanks. Mm.
And they're 34 years old.
34 years old, yeah.
So, yeah. I'm just thinking about literally the last two clubs, you know, from Morarens to Arouca. So, currently Arouca.
That's the way to do it, yeah.
Currently playing for Arouca. That helps. And they went from Morarens to Arouca. Interesting. Okay. Nice.
Right, next one. So, this player's slightly younger, 29 years old, but it's had a bit of a move around. So, started at Porto, then Académica Coimbra, Rio Ave, Porto Menens, Vitória Guimarães, SD Eibar, back to Vitória, Pauk, and now playing at Famalicão. 29 years old. Started at Porto, Académica Coimbra, Rio Ave, Porto Menens, Vitória, SD Eibar, Vitória again, Pauk in Greece, and now at Famalicão.
Another tough one. That's a tough one. That's good though.
Shall I go on the next one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So this player is 33 years old. Started at Gil Vicente, then to Braga, Videoton FC, back to Braga, Spartak Moscow, Porto, Lokomotiv Moscow, Altoun, Hatayspor, Ferenc, and now at AVS. 33 years old. Some big clubs in there. So I think that's... I'll do that again. So Gil Vicente, Braga, Videoton FC, Braga, Spartak Moscow, Porto, Lokomotiv Moscow, Altoun, Hatayspor, Ferenc, and now at AVS.
And how old is that? How old are they again, Bonnie?
33. Well, I'll do the last one. This player is 35 years old. There's a few Brazilian clubs, so apologies about the pronunciation or that I always find the Brazilian clubs weird. So anyway, they started at SC Internacional, then went to Goiás EC, Grêmio, HLJ Lava Spring in China, CSA in Brazil, Boa Vista, Vizela, Al Faisali, Estoril of IFC, and now at Casapia, 35-year-old.
Okay, I know this one.
Yeah, maybe a clue about the Brazilian clubs. But anyway, I'll do it again. SC Internacional, Goiás EC, Grêmio, HLJ Lava Spring in China, CSA, Boa Vista, Vizela, Al Faisali, Estoril of IFC, and now playing at Casapia, 35 years old.
The last three Portuguese clubs is what gave it to me, I think. Nice. That was a good round. I enjoyed that. I think I got like two or three personally.
I think it helped to see the would have crest of the club by the visualization.
Maybe. Yes, perhaps.
Is everyone good for those? Does anyone want any other questions again, or should we go for the answers?
Can I just have the last question one more time?
Yeah. So yeah, 35-year-old SC Internacional, Goiás EC, Grêmio, Lava Spring in China, CSA, Boa Vista, Vizela, Al Faisali, Estoril, VFC, and Casapia now.
All right.
Should we go through the answers?
I think so.
I've just been
first this round.
I don't think.
Well, yeah.
Well, I feel like I've been reading.
We guessed Salvador Agüero. We know it's not him. But
wait, the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, did you want to go through them? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. No. The first question, the answer was Salvador Agüero.
Yeah, oh, that's the one I had.
Nice.
Because I said his name last round.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyone on these teams, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, Salvador Agüero was the first one. I didn't know he was at Real Betis for so long. That was interesting. Second one was, so they're currently playing at Aruca, 34 years old. That is David Samao, Albert's favorite.
Got that one, all right.
Legend. Roberto Martinez needs to open his eyes.
I didn't realize he'd been at Aruca before. That's quite a nice story.
Mm-hmm.
Question three was the third player, 29 years old, is Rafa Suarez. So he started at Porto.
I think Matt Milbanks in the comments knew that one. I think that was the one you knew, Matt.
Yeah,
possibly.
Fourth one was the one, 33-year-old striker Z Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah,
nice.
I mean, the time at Spartak Moscow gave that away, maybe. And the final one is...
this is the one I knew. I was pleased with this.
Yeah, Cassiano, 35-year-old striker at Casapia. Yeah.
Nice. Very good. I think quite a few correct answers then, guys. So how many did you get?
Two. We got two.
Two? Two for Mike? Two as well.
Yeah.
Sam got two as well. Very good. Not too bad a result, I think.
How many did you get, Albert?
I only got the two, actually. I got Cassiano and... who was the one after Agüero?
David Samao.
Yeah,
David Samao. David Samao, my boy. Matt Milbank's favourite left back. Very good. All right, well done, guys. So, going after two rounds, only the Portugal corner are in a slim lead.
Oh,
with 5 really? Points from 2 rounds. Everyone else has got 4 points from 2 rounds. So. Yeah, the group think is working. Let's keep it moving though, because I'm aware we've not done that many questions. And this one, Barney, is another one of Barney's rounds. That Barney's rounds all ended up at the front. Sorry, but Barney, we don't have this.
I was going to say, do you think this is too hard? I feel like reading it out when you can't see all the clubs, it might... Okay. I don't know. What do you think? I just think about the other rounds might be a bit... I'm looking at the time. I don't know.
I mean, we can do it. I'm happy to do it.
Let's do it.
I'm manager just reading out a lot of clubs again.
Don't want to watch sporting again. So
we'll come back. Should we come back to this round, Barney? We'll come back to this round.
Yeah, come back to this round. Yeah.
And the next round is this one of mine? One club men. This is about, I believe, the longest serving player for each club. Actually, Barney came up with this round. Very simple round, quite quick, so we can rattle this off quite quickly. We're going to show you five clubs. All you have to do is tell us the current, not all time, the current member of the squad who's made the most appearances for that club.
We've been there the longest.
Okay, let me rephrase that. The current member of the squad who's played for the club the longest.
Yeah.
And we've been nice with the clubs, so don't worry, there's not anything insane there. So the first one, Sam's team, Sporting.
Oh dear.
The current Sporting player who has been at Sporting the longest. I think this is a good round because it's doable, but it's also deceptively, it's not obvious, if that makes sense.
Well, particularly for like Sporting and Porto, because they've lost, like, Quartus has left, Pep's left Porto. So yeah,
maybe some obvious answers have gone in recent seasons. So yeah, anybody playing on at home, I feel like this is a good round to play along with. All right, ready for the next one? Oh, Sam's still thinking.
I feel like there's the most pressure on Sam.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can keep thinking about it in the background.
The kit man doesn't count, Sam. Paulinho, the kit man doesn't count. Answer now, man.
And yeah, number two, Porto. So same question for Porto. Evan, no pressure. Yeah, so have a think. I think you're right, Barney. I think I would have said Pep. I mean, but then would I have been, just because he's old, would that have even been the right answer?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it might not have been the correct answer. It is, of course, the person who's been at the club the longest. I think everybody's got an answer down for that one. Yeah. All right. Number three, Benfica. There's a few Benficistas here, so I'm sure we'll be getting at least one right answer. I think there's one or two options here as well, actually. And then number four, Braga. A little bit more difficult, but, you know. And then the last one, you might have predicted what club number five will be. Vitória. Probably the hardest of the bunch. I feel like Vitória are a club with probably higher turnover of players, perhaps, than the other clubs. But they do obviously have some youth players and some long-serving players. So I think there's a few options there. A few deliberations still ongoing. We'll give you a few more seconds because we have rattled through this quite quickly. Yeah, if anybody is playing along at home and wants to let us know how they're doing in terms of score, hopefully not too many zeros out there, but post it as a comment and we can see the scores. Are you guys ready for the answers?
Yeah, do it.
Go on, Bonnie.
All right, so for Sporting, longest serving player was Eduardo Quaresma.
Why
9 months?
Interesting. Sam, who did you go for?
Danny Braganza.
I think that's a good answer.
I remember because Quaresma was brought in under Amrim the first Latour half season, and then Braganza came back off loan. So yeah, that does make sense.
Slightly confusing. Well,
do you know what, Sam? It says for 4 years, so I don't know if like it counts like his debut, but then although he went on loan and came back. Do you know what I mean?
I think it is right with Quaresma, because he was the first one to make his debut under Amorim, I'm pretty sure.
I think we forget how long ago Quaresma made his debut for Sporting, actually, because he's only really been a big player like this season and in the end of last season. So,
yeah, completely set my mind, to be honest. Completely forgot.
And sorry, shall I wait? Do you want to hear your answers first and I'll tell you the right one? So, for Porto, what did you guys have?
We did Diogo Costa, hometown.
Nice. Same as well.
I also had Diogo Costa.
Yes, that is the right answer, but only by 10 days, because even Marcano was,
Wow.
For a second.
Marcano.
Diogo Costa was right for Porto. Benfica.
This is a tough one. But we were thinking back, Otamendi had the black and gold jersey. We couldn't think of anyone else who had the red, black, and gold jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We're going Otamendi.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Florentino Luiz.
I also went Florentino as well.
Does that still count?
Well, yeah,
I don't know. That was
it is the answer is Florentino. So
that's
5 years, yeah, 5 years, 11 months for Florentino compared to Otamendi's 4 years, 2 months.
We choked.
Unlucky guys, because yeah, you're right though. He was loaned out. I mean, Quaresma was loaned out, but I guess it's you know the date that they've been contracted to the club and
right. Contract.
I guess. Yeah.
Right, okay. This one's really easy. So not really easy. Really interesting. Braga. Who do we have for Braga?
We went for Ricardo Horta, but sure,
yeah, he's gonna get off as well.
I would have done the same.
Everyone's gone for Ricardo Horta.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, the correct answer is Mateus, the keeper. Wow. He's been there for 10 years, 5 months, and 21 days.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't remember when Greg has had a different goalie.
That's yeah. True, actually.
Yeah, he wasn't always the starter, yeah.
The second choice keeper, Thiago Sarr, has been there for 9 years, 5 months. So he was second place. I think Ricardo Horta was a few months behind. But
9 years as a backup keeper, that's a bit.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Dream job, that.
Yeah,
good job to keep
coming in. Steady employment.
So yeah, them two know each other for a long time. Okay, and final one, Vitória, which is yeah, is this is hard this one, but it's yeah. Who do we have for Vitória?
Bruno Varela. He said.
I like that.
I went with Tomás Ribeiro.
I went with Bruno Varela as well.
Well, Mike was right. It was a centre back, but it wasn't. It wasn't him. It was Jorge Fernandes. 4 years, 4 months, 18 days.
Fernandes.
My first guess is Silva. Just Silva. Silva.
Yeah, cover all bases. I think that's unlucky because I would have definitely done. I would have definitely gone for Bruno Varela as well.
I mean, I think he's only second by a few days, so he would have come in at some point through that summer window, and then that's why he was second. So yeah, Jorge Fernandes for Vitória. So there you go.
Thank you for the kind comment, Bart. Merry Christmas to you as well, and everyone else listening. I hope you're enjoying the quiz. Let's do another round. Keep it moving. Oh, actually, I should add the scores. Excuse me to the thing. So how many did everybody get, please?
We got one
more.
Two
for me.
One, two, and two. Tied. Ooh, that's the lead square. Gone. All square. I mean, it's drama. It might be low scoring, but at least it's dramatic.
Much like the league this year, to be fair.
It's true. Yeah. All right, let's do the next round. Which one's this going to be? Yes, I think this is one of mine. I wrote these names a long time ago, so... Kindle for there. This is a good round. Okay, I made up this round. You're going to see a list of Portuguese footballers, current Premier League footballers. Actually, sorry, not necessarily Portuguese. They might be Brazilian. They have Portuguese names. The names have been very badly translated into English. That's the name of the round. So you're going to be given the name in English, and you have to tell us who is the Portuguese player. So it's a little test of your Portuguese knowledge. Bad translation. You got to work it out, okay? So it's going to be 10 of these names, and you've got to write down who you think it is. I've actually forgotten quite a few of these, so this is going to be fun. Number one, Old Richard. I feel like this is a fairly easy start for anybody who knows their Portuguese.
But wasn't this the round which like started the idea of the quiz? Wasn't this the one where you're like...
I've had this in my notes app for about 2 years. Yeah. That's why I can't remember some of these names. Yeah. So I'm pleased to finally be able to air it publicly. Old Richard. Okay. A nice easy one to start. Number two. Richard Sleeves. Very interesting name. Sounds to me, Barney, like... a character from like an English James
like
Bond.
Fawlty Towers. Oh, that's what you
Fawlty Towers. Right. Yeah, you could have gone. Yeah. English comedy. Richard Sleeves. Interesting name. I feel like Sleeves is the one there. If you know what Sleeves is in Portuguese, then you can get that one. Number three, Jon Snow, of course, or a famous character from Game of Thrones. Again, I feel like snow is probably the key one here. If you can get snow, you can probably piece together the name. Might be a good time after the last two to add that these are not necessarily current Premier League players, but players who played in the Premier League fairly recently. Completely unrelated to the last two answers, of course. Number four, Matthew Kings. Matthew Kings. Again, maybe this one might work better written down. I suggest if you've got a pen and paper, maybe write down the answers and you can kind of work it out. Again, these are not exact translations. That's the whole point in the round. Some of them are kind of dodgy. Number five, Andrew Frank. Again, it's all in the name. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't overcomplicate it. I feel like that's a very gettable one. Number six, David Simon. Barney. Some of these names. David Simon. If David Simon was an English footballer, what kind of footballer would David Simon be? I feel like he's got 90s Crystal Palace written all over it. David Simon.
He's got it's a bit like, of a Belgian.
Wimbledon teams.
Yeah, exactly. I like that sound. Yeah, it's got quite a Wimbledon vibe to it. The crazy gang. Number seven, Joseph Sauce. And by sauce, for anybody listening, we're talking about sauce as in the source of information, not sauce as in
gravy.
Tomato sauce or gravy. Joseph Sauce. Again, I feel like these are quite gettable. Hopefully there'll be some good scores this round. Number eight, Jacob Milk. One of these names will help you a lot more than the other, because I had to do some etymological research into the first name. So I think one of these names is going to help you a lot more than the other. Do you know what, Barney? I feel like we might maybe get a 10 out of 10, maybe from one of the contestants, maybe from someone at home. Number nine, Daniel Peartree. Daniel Peartree.
That's got goalkeeper written all over. I don't know, he's a goalkeeper.
Daniel Peartree. Jacob Milk feels very like lower league English footballer from the 90s.
But a tricky winger.
Tricky winger, yeah. I like that. Short, bald.
Yeah.
Jacob Milk. And number 10, Peter Grandchild. Quite a nice name, actually. And I actually don't know a few of these. So I'm going to check my notes out. So there you go. Just a bit of fun. Have we got answers? I think everyone's got answers for all of them now. Are we all happy? We can give you a few more seconds if you want it, but if everybody's happy. All right, shall we go through them 1 to 10? Guys, if you want to shout out what you put for number one.
Shout them out all at the same time? Or Ricardo Velho?
Go for it.
Ricardo Velho.
Very good. That's correct. Ricardo Velho. Number two, Richard Sleeves. Now, this one, again, I'm interested to see what you guys put for this.
We guess Horta.
Okay.
Our Portuguese is not fluent. Mike's probably got it.
Mike?
Ricardo Mangas.
Yes. Sam, what did you go for?
Again, guess what? Ricardo is Gaio. Yeah.
Interesting. Nice. Interesting. No, it was Ricardo Mangas. And I remember that from my Portuguese lesson days, where for some reason they were teaching us the difference between long sleeves, short sleeves, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, Mangas. Manga corta is like short sleeves, I think so.
I'm not at that level in Duolingo yet.
Duolingo.
Number three, Jon Snow. I feel like a few people already got this.
Joao Neves.
Yep. The little guy, Joao Neves. And it's a nice that he's got that kind of famous name, you know.
Yeah.
Number four, did you guys get this? And I hoped it was kind of, this guy's not Portuguese.
Mateus Reis?
Yeah.
Mateus Reis,
yeah. I can see Sam playing along. Don't spoil the answers just yet. But yeah, number five is an easy one, I think. Again, this was the one I was like, just don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah. Andre Franco.
Yeah. Andre Franco.
Andre Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Currently, where's he at now? Is he at Porto now? Or is he at somewhere else?
He scored yesterday, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
And then we had David Simon. Again, this is a classic.
David Simão.
I feel like that some of the last four might be a bit trickier. So who did we get for Joseph no for Sauce?
One. Yeah, we didn't
Joseph Font.
Joseph Font.
I will say, Albert, you did save it. I originally was going to put Jose Sa, and then you said sauce instead of sauce. So I did change
it. That was important.
That was important. But I did put
what did you guys? What did you guys put?
After you said that.
Nice.
Lads is it Casapia?
We didn't get that.
I didn't get that. Fair enough. He's at Casapia. Yeah, indeed. He's at Casapia.
Casapia, yeah.
And the next one was Jacob Milk. Now, I was trying to help you guys. The second surname was going to help you a lot more than the first name.
Yeah.
So
I couldn't think of the English translation for Jacob. Me either.
I know it's late. I don't know what the first name for Jacob is.
What footballer can we think of?
Diogo, yes. So Diogo Late is...
So Diogo.
I had to do some genuine etymological research into what the English equivalent of Diogo is, and the closest that I can get is Jacob, if anybody's interested in this boring shit. It's like Diogo, Iago.
Yeah.
Jacob. So you get there in the end.
The milk bit saved me. That was the only guy I could think of.
Yeah.
His surname, so.
All right, last two. I always gave it away. Daniel Pertry.
Daniel Pudenza, Mike.
Daniel Pereira.
It's Danilo Pereira. It is indeed Danilo Pereira. I'll give you Danilo Pereira. But Pereira apparently means pear tree, according to Google Translate. Yeah. And the last one, Peter Grandchild.
Pedro Neto.
Yes, indeed. Pedro Neto. Did we get that one? Nice. Very good. All right. Not too bad. So what are the scores?
We got 9.
9 for Mike. Very good.
I got 7.
6.
We got 7 for Sam. How many did you guys get, sorry?
6.
Cool. So 7 for Sam. 6. Well, Mike, that was a good round for Mike. So extends the lead somewhat. Do you want to know the scores? So we have Sam with 13 points. The Portugal corner with 12 points. And Michael Castillo after a great translation round, 15 points. But still, I feel like it's not insurmountable.
What's the one you missed out on that?
I missed out on, Late. I never came up with the first name.
Oh, there you go. That was a tough one, but there you go.
Yeah.
Australia. Okay. So this one, the next round, Australia. Essentially odd one out. I'm going to give you a club and 5 players. All you have to do is tell me which player did not play for that club. Okay? So 4 of them did, 1 of them didn't. All you have to do is tell me which player did not play for that club. All right. First one. Maritimo and the 5 players. You have Fabio Quintrell, Danny, Pep, Danilo Pereira from the last round, Jose Sa. One of those players did not play for Marito at any point in their career. We're including youth career in this, by the way. Make it a little bit harder, but one of those players did not play for Marito. I think everyone's good on that one. I think there's only 5 of these. So number 2. Portimonense. And the players you have for Portimonense: Bruno Alves, Beto, and to specify, I'm talking about the Beto that currently plays for Everton, the striker, Wanderson Galeno, João Moutinho, and Diego Souza. So one of those players never played for Portimonense at any point in their career. So yeah, have a think. Yes, Sam's saying it's not fair because I knew most of the words. That's true. If you speak good Portuguese, the last round was quite easy. So fair enough.
Go through that list one more time.
So Portimonense, Bruno Alves, Beto, the guy who plays for Everton, Wanderson Galeno, João Moutinho, and Diego Souza. Yeah. All right, let's do the next one. Vitória and the 5 players you have to pick from. Alan, Eliseu, Alial Mizrati, Otavio, and it's the Otavio who now plays in Saudi Arabia, from Porto, that guy, and Ricardo Pereira. One of those players never played for Vitória, but which one? Somebody surprised me actually in my research. There was a couple of these that surprised me, so I thought this was a tough round. Barney's back. Have a read of these, Barney, because I don't think Barney's seen this one, so I'm interested to see who Barney gets as well.
Oh, nice. It's a good round.
Yeah, have a little think. Fourth club, Estoril. And this is a manager round. So Estoril is about managers. So which manager has never managed Estoril? And we have Luis Freire, the current Rio Ave manager, Carlos Suarez, Daniel Souza, Tulipa, and Ivo Vieira. So one of those managers, this would have been good in the manager merry-go-round, but yeah, one of those managers has never managed Estoril.
This is all good.
I feel like the managers is a good one because so many managers have managed so many clubs. It's almost like you can just picture them on the touchline, even if they were never there. Like it just makes sense that they manager. So maybe that's the toughest one. And then the last one is back to players. And that's Ferenc. So Beto, and again, to specify, this Beto is the goalkeeper Beto. Luis Bomorte.
Oh.
Lika. Zé Luis. And Ricardo Vazte. They're not all going to be easy. So yeah, I'll leave those up on screen.
That's a great round.
Because you can almost... There's been so many players played for so many clubs. So many managers who managed so many clubs that you can almost like picture the players in the shirt or your mind plays tricks on you a little bit. So yeah, I'll leave those on screen for just a second for anybody playing at home.
And it's Luis Bomorte, not Elton Bomorte.
Well spotted, Barney, yes. Luis Bomorte, not Elton Bomorte. Do we need more time, anybody? I can give you a few more seconds. We're not in a rush, but have a little bit more of a think if there's any that you don't particularly know. Again, and I will say that even when I was making this round, because I had the idea for the round before I started researching it, it was surprising myself, some of these people that had played for these clubs. And so, yeah, hopefully it was a...
Did Bruno Alves come back to Portugal? Was there a rumor that he was, but then he didn't?
I mean, I'm not giving any clues. We don't want to give it away. Are we ready for your answers, guys? Are we all happy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's start then with the first one: Maritimo, Fabio Quintrell, Danny Pep, Daniela Pereira, José Sá, the current Wolves goalkeeper. Portugal corner, guys. Who did you think was the odd one out?
Coentrão.
Yeah, Mike?
Coentrão.
Sam?
I was stuck between two, but I did go for Coentrão as well.
Very good. Three correct answers. Fabio Coentrão, of course, never played for Maritimo. Although, am I correct that he was born in Madeira, I believe?
He's probably from Madeira, I believe.
He's a real wild man.
Yeah, real wild.
He's a fish. Oh, of course, yes. Oh, well, there you go. So that's an obvious one. There you go. Nice and easy. Second one. I think this is a bit tougher. Porto Menens, Bruno Alves, Beto, Galeno, João Moutinho, and Diogo Souza. Who do we all put? Start with the Portugal corner.
We went with Galeno, but we're thinking Souza. But we went Galeno. Galeno's our answer.
Okay. Mike?
I know he's from there, but I don't remember João Moutinho ever playing for Porto Menens, so I'm going to say João Moutinho.
But they said youth career.
Could be youth career. Could be youth career.
Massa Padre and João Moutinho as well.
Well, we went from three correct answers to zero correct answers. Wanderson Galeno did play for Porto Menens. So did João Moutinho. Oh. So did Diogo Souza. So did Beto, the guy who plays for Everton. But Bruno Alves never played for Porto Menens. Okay. Maybe that was a cheeky red herring because he's an older player. You can imagine him.
I feel like João Moutinho just like should never have played for Porto Menens.
Yeah, same. He's far too good. All right, let's do Vitória. And we had Alan, Eliseu, Ali Almazrati, Otavio, and Ricardo Pereira. Who do we all pick as the odd one out?
We went Muzerati. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I also went with Al Muzerati.
Sam?
I went with Ricardo Pereira.
Very interesting. Three incorrect answers again, I'm afraid. Alejandro Maserati famously played for Vitória on loan, I believe. Was it on loan? Uh-huh. Did not Braga maybe even signed him for Vitória? But yeah, Maserati played for Vitória for a couple of seasons without making the same impact. But Eliseu never played for Vitória. Ricardo Pereira played there for a bit, yeah. And Alan, and the one that surprised me, I didn't know about Otavio. So that's
yeah,
me showing my,
yeah.
my lack of knowledge. But no, Otavio played for Vitória. The manager round, again, I think this was a tough one. Luis Ferreira, the current Real Ave manager. He's not anymore, is he? Ricardo Suarez, Daniel Souza, Tulipa, and Ivo Vieira. Gentlemen, who do we all think?
Put Tulipa. Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, yeah, nice.
I also went with Tulipa, but I'm not sure.
I went Ricardo Suarez.
Ricardo Suarez. Unfortunately, guys, it was Daniel Souza.
He was never sworn he was just there.
Have I got that right?
No, it sounds like he should be there, but he wasn't. Was he just, didn't he start at Rika?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe.
Let's come back to that one. Enough. Let's come back to this one. Let's come back to it because I may have highlighted the wrong name. Barney, can you Wikipedia those names for me while I do the next one? All right, let's do Ferenc. And we have Beto, the goalie, Luis Buamorte, Lika, Zé Luis, and Ricardo Vazte. Who do we think was the old one out?
We went with the Premier League legend, Luis Buamorte.
Okay. Mike?
I went with Zé Luis.
Okay.
Know.
I also went with Luis Buamorte.
Well, two of you are correct. It was indeed Luis Buamorte who never played for Ferenc. His son, of course, was it his son or his nephew? Had a good spent at Portimonense. So he's played in the Algarve in Portimão.
Yeah.
But no, his dad never played there. I mean, you guys don't think Ricardo Vazte is a Premier League legend?
Championship legend.
I used to play in FIFA. That's how I remember him.
in many manager modes.
Yes.
Barney, did you have a chance to help me out with Estoril?
Yeah, no, Daniel Souza, he's done Gil Vicente, Arouca, and Braga for four games.
Okay.
Fine. So it was Daniel Souza. Who was the open out?
It was. It's like you said, Albert, like you see him on the touchline with the yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow and blue. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, gents. How many points did you get in that round?
Just one.
Two.
Two for me as well.
One for me.
One for Mike. Very good. So two and one. That cuts Mike's lead down to 1 point.
Oh, boy. Pressure's on.
And we only have one round left, which was the round that Barney was originally going to do, which is Barney going back to reading out clubs. So,
are we going to do the international one?
Yeah, great. I haven't got that on the PowerPoint presentation, but let's end with that because that's fun.
That might be in a few seconds.
Have you got that to hand, Barney?
I'll get that sorted now.
I missed out a round from the PowerPoint presentation, but I'll explain it now. It's a fun round. Me and Barney sometimes play it when we are waiting for guests to join our Zoom call when we have guest episodes. Is it right? Am I right, Barney? You're just going to say a country and ask people to name the players that represent that country in the Premier League?
Well, essentially, yeah. So, like, if you can, like, if I say there's like six, let's say there's six English players playing, can you name those six players in the league?
I'll tell you what, Barney, as this is the last round, shall we treat it as almost a tiebreaker? We'll pick one country and everyone just gets a point for how many they can name. Should we do that?
Yeah, I mean, how confident are people feeling?
There's a lot of pressure on us. I feel like if we come last, we're going to lose our last five listeners. So, like,
we would like this title.
Yeah. There's all credibility here. We've got three of us.
We should have probably had this is an on-air meeting. Apologies. Barney, what countries have you got? Pilot, do you want to read out and we'll pick one?
I've got any country. So, like, for example, there's five English players. Like,
yep.
Or there's, like, you know, there's seven Angolan, eight Uruguayan. Maybe it's even better when there's less players. So, like, there's, I don't know.
Yeah, I think three. Five or six sounds good, I think.
I will say maybe you skip out English just because of bias to me.
Yeah, let's skip out English. Okay.
Okay, so... three Danish players.
I can get two of them. No, let's do a different one.
Okay. I'm always like, yeah, I'm just like, there's one Singaporean player. Like, I don't know. It gets a bit obscure the lower down you go. So like, yeah, there's four Germans. Do you think we could do four Germans?
Let's do
Turkish.
Well, how many Turkish? There's five Turkish players. Can you do the five Turkish players?
I don't mind it, but it'd be, I think it would be quite hard.
I don't think I need to pick a stab.
Or
go on, Brian.
I guess I'll pick a country. If we do, yeah, I'll pick one where there's a few, and then
more, and we'll have a time limit. Let's do that. Yeah.
Okay. So if I say 12 Argentinian, should we go down that route?
Let's do that, and I'll give you a minute, guys, to write them down. And when the minute's up, you'll have to stop. So, so it's Argentinian players who are currently in the Primera Liga, and how many are there, Barney?
There's 12 in total.
All right. Well, get going, guys. You have 1 minute to name all the Argentinians. I mean, I can think of a few. There's some obvious ones.
There are some
playing
obvious
for big
ones.
Playing for big clubs. I don't think that's
a few unobvious ones as well.
I feel like this is going to be won by those who can name even one or two of the more obscure ones.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's a better game to just us, Albert. So I'd say while the minute's going, I'll read. I'll do the one players and see if you can get any, Albert. So there's one Algerian.
Is it not Bellumi? Is he gone, Bellumi?
No, he's gone at Braga. Oh. Ex Estoril.
Okay.
At Braga.
No, I haven't got it.
Rafik Gaitan.
Oh, of course, one, it is. Very good.
One Ukrainian.
Ukrainian player. It's Trubin.
Trubin.
Yep.
Trubin.
One Scottish.
Holsgrove.
Yep.
Very good. Very good.
One Canadian.
Eustachio.
Yeah.
Come on, we're rattling these off. Hey, there he is.
One Mexican.
Ochoa.
Yep. One Russian.
Ooh, I don't know.
Keeper for Famalicão.
Ah, yes, that guy. Zlobin.
Yeah. One Belgian.
Very interesting. I don't know.
Maybe you should have done the ones. That would be...
That would be good. But I think that's enough time, gents. So if you could put your pens down, it's just over a minute. Very good. All right, Barney, you have your list open, and we'll go ask you guys to read out your answers one by one. We'll start with a Portugal corner. Who did you have down? Argentinians currently playing the Primeira Liga.
We only got four guys.
Okay.
We did Otamendi, Rolizer, Di Maria, and then Alan Varela.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Barney?
They're all on there.
Brilliant. Mike, how many do you think you got?
Five.
Ooh.
Otamendi, Di Maria, Rolheiser, Prestiani, and Alan Varela.
Prestiani, Benfica player. And Sam, Sam, how many do you think you got?
I think I've definitely got three, but I think I've got four maybe. Like four, the last one is a complete guess.
Give us your four.
Otamendi, Alan Varela, Di Maria, and then the one I'm not sure about is Alan Ruiz. I can't remember if he's Uruguayan.
Yes, Alan Ruiz, yeah, for Estrella.
Very good.
He was the one I thought might be the one that clinched it. But the Alan Varela, everyone mentioned. Nuhian Perez at Porto, the new centre-back they signed. Benjamin Rozier, Prestiani, Andrea Di Maria, Otamendi, of course. And then there's, Petrasso at Rio Ave, who hasn't played. Facundo Caceres at Gil Vicente. Tobias Medina at Rio Ave. Some more obscure ones I didn't know about. But Alan Ruiz was the most obvious out of the smaller clubs. Yeah, there you go.
Very good. Well, if I just do this, as it brings us to the end of the quiz, I think we all know then what that means for the... For the results of the quiz, Mike with a fantastic 5 points in the Argentina round. Puts him
luckily
on 21.
They play for my team.
Yeah, true. 21 points. And then we have Sam with 19 and the Portugal corner with 18. Basically neck and neck. A very close quiz. But ladies and gentlemen, big congratulations to Mike Agostinho, Mr. Benfica himself, the champion of the inaugural Long Ball Football Quiz 2024. Barney, I think it's fair to say we've learned a lot by doing this quiz.
Oh, I really enjoyed it, man.
Yes. No, it's been amazing fun. And we really appreciate so much all you guys for joining us and being basically guinea pigs, because yeah, there was a few teething issues, but we appreciate it. It was a lot of fun, and we should say a huge thank you to everybody who's watched and commented. I hope I didn't miss any comments. There was quite a lot going on, but if you watched and left a comment, thank you very much for watching. Before we finish, Barney, we should of course give another opportunity for you guys to shout out what you do. I mean, I know we did it at the beginning, but for anybody still watching, the Portugal Corner, an amazing podcast about Portuguese football, football around the world, European football, UK football, Spanish.
And these players in those leagues.
Yeah.
But
yes. Know. Yeah. Yeah. No, no. Yeah. Absolutely. And
the national team and just kind of joke around and stuff mostly. Yeah.
And it's, it's genuinely like my favorite podcast to listen to of any genre. And I'm on the Patreon as well. And they do like bonus funny stuff. Everyone, it's fucking brilliant.
So, yeah, we're here to talk about movies. That's
awesome. Yeah, commiserations on the whole Pama Media situation, guys. But listen,
we're working.
You're off the leash, yeah? This is the Portugal Corner, like, this is freedom.
But now we're really...
But yeah, go and follow the guys and subscribe to the podcast. It's amazing. And Mike as well. Congratulations, obviously, for winning. An amazing podcast about Benfica and a bunch of other stuff. Where can people find you? Because I know, obviously,
at Mike Agostinho, it's right there on the screen. At MikeAgostinho. I've always got to spell it out for people because it's easy to misspell. I mostly Benfica content, but I have other stuff too. I've got a YouTube channel, same handle. You can find it there. I do some travel vlogs there where I go to different stadiums around North America. So that's where you can find me. Been a little slow lately. I'm gonna get back into it now that my busy holiday work schedule's winding down. Nice. I can get back into creating content for everybody. Thank you.
Mike, are you gonna be at the Benfica games this summer that are in North
I've America? Got tickets to Miami and Orlando so far, so I'm holding off on Charlotte, but I'll probably get tickets to that because it's on the way home. So
it seems so hard. We'll get them after, but yeah.
Get a media credential. Just find your way in.
I would love to, but it's FIFA, so I don't know. I found them on Ticketmaster, but they are expensive. I'm not going to lie. They're expensive. So
cheers.
It's a money grab, this World Club Cup.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's the greatest competition of all time.
That's right.
If anybody from FIFA is watching, we of course all love the FIFA World Cup. We're huge fans.
And I've not said me, because Sporting didn't get invited. So screw you.
And of course, Sam, you're obviously representing yourself and All Things Alvalade. I mean, everyone watching should of course subscribe to both All Things Alvalade and Sam's own channel, because Sam's YouTube channel has been popping off recently. Loads of great videos. And you did loads of stuff about Ruben Amorim and Sporting and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, there's loads of stuff people can find of yours.
Yeah, especially at the moment, it's a bit negative. So if you like negativity, come over. And also, just saying, I broke the stereotype of Sporting finishing third by finishing second in the quiz.
There you go.
I mean, it's all victories, you know, so we'll take that.
Very good. All right. And I think, that we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for everybody who stuck with us and watched it. It seems like quite a few people are watching, which is really nice. So thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. You can watch it back. Subscribe to the podcast and all that good stuff, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and Merry Christmas. We'll see you soon.
Merry Christmas.